Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making in the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct. You know, I had always wondered, when somebody leaves the presidency, what do they get? Do they get a pension? I mean, what kind of support do they get, their former presidents? So I was surprised to see some of this, and here's what Trump will get. And here are some things I don't want him to get. Trump will get a pension of about $219,000 a year for the rest of his life. Fair enough. You know, as a former president, I thought he was a bad president, our worst president, but that's what presidents get. If he dies, Melania will get $20,000 a year if she doesn't remarry by the age of 60. Now, this is very, very old-fashioned. I mean, I don't think either one of them are hurting. Either one of them has missed many meals, but this is what they would get. Trump will get $150,000 a year for office staff for 30 months, 2.5 years. And then after that, he gets $96,000 a year for office staff. Well, for that, he'll hire a secretary, maybe a chief of staff, maybe somebody else, communications. And he'll have to augment that out of his own pocket if he wants more than that. But what they want is former presidents to have some kind of response mechanism for people who call him up about a story and so on. With Trump, of course, he's a provocateur. Until he was cut off from Twitter, he doesn't need a communication secretary. He's his own provocateur. He gets an office, but it's an interesting thing about the office. The General Services Administration, the GSA, decides what office he'll get. That means Biden decides what office he'll get. So if he wants something fancy in Mar-a-Lago, he ain't going to get it. Maybe they'll give him an office in Washington or New York or wherever it is that he says he's going to end up living, claims he won't go back to New York because he's been ostracized in New York. So if it's Florida, fine, but they're not going to pay for an expensive office somewhere that just because he wants it that way. Now, Secret Service protection. He gets Secret Service protection the rest of his life. So does his wife. And I agree with that. As bad as Trump is, because he was president for 4 years, even though the commie Ruskies interfered with that election, and even though Comey came out at the very end, stuck a knife in Hillary, said he was investigating her. He was also investigating Trump for the commie Ruskies, investigating Hillary for something more trivial. If it hadn't been for that, I think she wins. Comey's a very bad guy, but so what? So what? The guy was president for 4 years. He gets Secret Service protection. If he doesn't want Secret Service protection, if he wants his own security, he gets $1 million a year. Melania gets 500 grand a year. So for the two of them get $1.5 million for the rest of their lives for their own private security. My advice to anybody is take the Secret Service protection. It's much better, much better trained. And more importantly, I think it's important to keep an eye on Trump. I've said this before. I think that in a Secret Service detail, there should be at least somebody from the CIA. Keep track of who he meets with and monitor his conversations. Get a warrant from the FISA court. The only thing that he has to sell or give to work off the $400 million plus that he owes eventually the commie Ruskies is information. And the only information that's worth that to them is a former president telling them about weapon systems, telling them about individual people who are appointed the cabinets, how much guts they have, how much guts Biden has. They go into Latvia, they go into Estonia, they go into Lithuania, they push farther west in Ukraine, what they do in the Middle East. He's already caved into Putin. He's licked Putin's boots, exposed an Israeli spy that is Israel, planted at the heart of Al-Qaeda. They had to yank him out on a few hours' notice or he would have been murdered. He revealed to the Kamiruskis other secrets that they were able to reverse engineer and figure out where he got it, who the mole was. We had put a guy in Trump's inner circle, one of his closest friends. CIA pulled him out the minute Trump got elected. They knew that when Trump understood that or knew that, he would shoot his mouth off. And even if he didn't finger the guy, he'd say something that Putin would realize could only have come from one of his buddies. The guy can't be trusted. And more importantly, he's reckless. So even if he didn't intend something, he'd screw it up. So the Secret Service and the CIA should make clear they know everybody the guy met with and everybody talked to about anything that's all classified. And that's the final thing on that. Former presidents get intelligence briefings. Bill Clinton gets an intelligence briefing. So does Obama. So does George W. Bush. So does Jimmy Carter. Although Jimmy Carter now is 96, he's in ill health. It may be that he's waiving it. But the idea is that former presidents are on the side of the United States. They care about the United States. And they may hear something where they would call up Biden and say, you know, you may not have seen this or overlooked it, but this happened when I was president, and this is what we did, and you should think of this, and it's very valuable. With Trump, you give him a classified briefing, you're giving Putin a classified briefing. And that's just plain wrong. That's just plain, flat out wrong. I feel very strongly he should not get classified briefings, not at all. Now, but that's what he gets financially. He's running into massive financial problems, not just lawyers. There are criminal investigations against him in Manhattan by state authorities for money laundering, tax fraud, and other kinds of financial fraud. And these are the kinds of things where he could be prosecuted, and nobody is going to say it was political, because if you and I did the same things, we'd be prosecuted. And he could be prosecuted in Atlanta for the extortion call to Reffensperger, where he goes, you got to find me 11,780 votes, or, you know, not doing that could be a criminal offense. If you threaten her with criminal prosecution, that's extortion. It's flat out textbook extortion. So he's going to have attorney's fees, and then he has $400 million plus that he is personally guaranteed. Now, he personally guaranteed a loan back in the early 90s, and if the banks had called it and taken his assets, they would have put a pin in his balloon and he never would have gone on to be president. They let him off the hook. Back then, banks sometimes would let people off of personal guarantees. Maybe it was because they knew his father, who knows. He snuck out of it. This time he's not going to sneak out of $400 million. So he is going to lose his assets if he doesn't come up with something. And that's why he's got to be kept an eye on. He absolutely has to be kept an eye on. One peculiar feature of his leaving, and I was surprised to see this. You may know that presidents typically, when they leave office, leave a personal note for their successor and stick it on the desk. It's a time-honored tradition. George W. Bush left one for Obama. Obama left one for Trump, believe it or not. Clinton left one for George W. Bush. Everybody thought that, well, Trump blew off the inaugural. I mean, he didn't even go to it. And when he gave a few remarks at the airport as he was flying out of town, and by the way, the theme song that they played over the speakers was, "I did it my way." Now, this guy is a just full-blown narcissist. "I did it my way." He certainly did do it his way, and that's why he didn't get reelected. But what happened to the guy, I figured no way he's going to leave a note. Or if he does, he'll stick his middle finger in a Xerox machine, Xerox it, and stick that in the note. I mean, that's the kind of thing he'd do. But apparently he left a letter, a note. And the press asked Biden about it. And Biden's words were, quote, "It was a very generous message. It was a very generous letter." They said, "Okay, how generous? Why don't you tell me about it?" And he goes, Biden said, "Well, it was personal, and I think I will talk to him before I would disclose it." That's very interesting. You know, I think I've always thought all along that what Trump has done, 90% of it is he shut his mouth off. Like when he said, why don't we inject bleach into our veins? And he claimed he was kidding afterwards. He may not have been entirely off. It's the kind of thing, he shoots his mouth off to provoke. But a lot of this got swept up. But fundamentally, he's a sadomasochist, and he betrayed us to Russia, and he divided us racially. It all came home. The chickens came home to roost. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, that's something. I suggested that to Diamond Kurt the other day. That would be his theme song. Only I had a little different lyrics for it. But doesn't he also get a library? And I might suggest for a place for it, that adult bookstore that Rudy staged that get-together, why don't they use that for his presidential library?
The presidential library is a private thing. So, no, he doesn't get that courtesy of the government. They have to fundraise for that. And usually what happens is I've been to the JFK Library in Boston, a beautiful library. These libraries, one of the things you could do, everybody out there, vacations, retirement, is go to presidential libraries. You see a world of just an absolute world of history in these things. And, you know, they have tape recordings, they have videos, they have real-time reenactments of different historical events. But what would have to happen is Trump's donors would have to put the money together for it. Come to the break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back there. Cut you down.